I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
Not sad.
I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad.
Welcome to worship this morning. And, you know, we always have a choice. And our choice is to rejoice and be glad for the day that the Lord has made. And he's made a beautiful one today, and he's made several beautiful ones, even the ones that are cloudy and rainy. You know, that song is based on that psalm about this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. It's much deeper than just the sunrise and the sunset. In its context, it refers to the day that David looked forward and saw the coming of the Messiah. And so this is the day, and it's more than 24 hours. This is the day the Lord has made for our salvation, for our rejoicing, for our hope. So that's why it's not clouded at all by the weather, nor even how we feel. And with that understanding, it helps to know we can rejoice and be glad. Father, as we come into your presence this morning, we ask that you bless us as we bless you through singing praise and giving glory to your name. We thank you for loving us. We thank you for forgiving us of our sins. And we ask that your presence be welcome in this place today. And we ask this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory his army shall he lead, till every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. Stand up for Jesus, the trumpet call obey, for to the mighty conflict in this his glorious day. Ye that are men now serve him against unnumbered foes. Let courage rise from danger and strength to strength oppose. Stand up for Jesus, stand in his strength alone. The arm of flesh will fail you, ye dare not trust your own. Put on the gospel armor, each piece put on with prayer. Where duty calls or danger, be never wanting there. Stand up for Jesus, the strife will not be long. Disdain the noise of battle, the next the victor's song. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be with the King of glory, shall reign eternally. To him that overcometh, a crown of life shall be. He with the King of glory shall reign eternally.
Amen. Whoops, thank you. What?
No, you're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I was wrong.
Everyone needs compassion, a love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Everyone needs forgiveness, the kindness of a Savior, the hope of nations. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Take me as you find me, all my fears and failures. Lord, fill my life again. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King.
Let your light shine.
Shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. Singing the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Lord, we're grateful for your might this morning. We're grateful that your hand is not short, that it can't save, that you brought us up out of a horrible pit, that no matter where we make our bed, whether it be in sin and righteousness, you're with us through it, Lord. Thank you that you're married to the backslider. Thank you so much for this time that you've placed us in. Sometimes we're not happy with that, but you chose this time we were born in. You chose this country we're in right now. Maybe we were born here, maybe we weren't, but you've ordained that. And there's some unchangeables in our lives. But Lord, we just honor you as God this morning, and we thank you for what you've done and what you're doing in our life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for pilgrim feet whose stern impassioned stress, a thoroughfare for freedom beat across the wilderness. America, America, God mend thy every flaw. Confirm thy soul in self-control, thy liberty in law. Oh, beautiful for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their country loved, and mercy more than strife. America, America, may God thy gold refine, till all success be nobleness and every gain divine. Oh, beautiful for patriot dream that sees beyond the years, thine alabaster cities clean, undimmed by human tears. America, America, God shed His grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea. And crown thy good with brotherhood from sea to shining sea.
Father, as we gather here this morning in this meeting place, we thank you for the freedom to do so. We thank you for the history and for the men and the women who paved the way, those who indeed loved their lives much less than their love for the freedom that they were willing to sacrifice for. We thank you for men and women of faith who held the banner of Christ high in an often dark and dreary and unfaithful world. Father, we're thankful today for the privilege and the blessing of the great nation that you've blessed us to live in, to worship in, and to honor and to respect, Father. We thank you for the church, which transcends all nations. We thank you for the brotherhood of believers in Christ. And we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. On this, you may be seated. On this Memorial Day weekend, I wanted to take just a moment to clearly establish the fact that we belong to a church, as I said in my prayer, that transcends all national boundaries. It's good to remember that as we focus on our patriotism and our love for our country. We're reminded in the book of Revelation that John saw this. He said, "I looked, and behold, a great multitude which no one could number, of all nations, tribes, peoples, and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, saying, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' And all the angels stood around the throne, and the elders and the four living creatures, and fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen.'" One of these days, when Christ comes again and all his people are gathered literally from the four corners of planet Earth, we will fellowship, we will worship, and we'll be in unity with all these people of every nation, tribe, race, ethnic group that transcends our own ethnicity, our own nationalism. But that doesn't diminish the fact that we are, I think, privileged to honor the blessing that we have of being born in America. In a time when this country is being trashed quite often, when folks seem to not appreciate what we have, lest we ever forget, we must honor the holidays and the remembrances that we have that remind us of our blessings. This weekend is Memorial Day weekend, officially Monday. On the back of your bulletin, maybe just this to pay some homage, if you look on the very back, you follow, and I'll just read this to bring it to our attention. Memorial Day was first widely observed in May of 1868. The celebration commemorated the sacrifices of the Civil War, and the proclamation was made by General John A. Logan. Following the proclamation, participants decorated graves of more than 20,000 Union and Confederate soldiers. You know, that time in our history is just that for us. We read about it in the history books. It's really hard to emotionally grasp this great country once being divided with brother against brother and blood being shed. It was a time for a memorial. In the years since World War I, the day has become a celebration of honor for those who died in all America's wars, as well as those who are veterans and current members of the U.S. military. In 1971, Memorial Day was declared a national holiday. The United States celebrates this holiday the last Monday of May. Here's an excerpt from President Reagan's speech. President Reagan is credited with reviving the practice of honoring Memorial Day and its meaning. One of his famous speeches was given at Arlington National Cemetery on Memorial Day in 1986. And I quote, "Today is the day we put aside to remember fallen heroes and to pray that no heroes will ever have to die for us again. It's a day of thanks for the valor of others, a day to remember the splendor of America and those of her children who rest in this cemetery and others. It's a day to be with the family and remember. I was thinking this morning that across the country, children and their parents will be going to the town parade, And the young ones will sit on the sidewalks and wave their flags as the band goes by. Later, maybe they'll have a cookout or a day at the beach. And that's good, because today is a day to be with the family and to remember. And that's a part of what we set aside here in this service this morning. And as the custom has become, as we understand it more fully, to honor and remember those who have fallen in service of their country, but also to simply honor and recognize those who are currently serving their country. Being a baseball fan, I am impressed with what Major League Baseball is doing to honor veterans. Nearly every Sunday or any holiday, you will see veterans and those currently serving called to stand in the bleachers and the box seats. And they are honored. And I have seen some of the baseball players themselves stop, take off their caps, and give honor to those who are the real heroes of this nation. And so today, all those here who have served or are serving, we would ask you to stand for just a brief moment so that we can look and thank you with a round of applause. David, Roger, Rod, Vance, Cleo, thank you. Thank you. Today is a very full day, Memorial Day weekend, also our day to honor our graduates, which we will be doing in just a few moments. They've been through a busy week already, enough baccalaureates and graduations and honors, and we're really honored to have them with us. But before we do that, we do want to make our own announcements that pertain to what's going on in the life of the church. I'll just give you a brief building project update. As many of you probably know from conversation, we are having some planning and zoning issues that we're currently working through in order that we might proceed. And so we will keep you posted on how those go. I can briefly say that the issue is about how close our proposed addition comes to the state right-of-way. And so we have hired an engineer to survey the property. And at that point, when that survey is complete, we will know whether or not we can proceed in the front or whether we'll have to have an alternate plan. So we will keep you posted, but that's the first step that we had to take. And so that process is underway. Continuing, the giving is a blessing. And so you can see the figures there as to how much money had been given as of May 20th and the expenses to date, which all relate, of course, to the parking lot. Great time at the Willows last Sunday. Everyone I've talked to said what a blessing it was. Our next service will be June 17th. A week from tomorrow, Vacation Bible School starts. We cooperate with Pioneer Baptist and share that together. And then June 16th, there's a ladies' gathering at the home of Wanda Bergen. Ruth, can you bring us a bit of an update about Bible school? Anything that we could know that would help us in volunteers and the beginning time, starting time, those things?
I think that everything is pretty covered. But we would like coverage with prayer as well, that we get the children in that need to be there, and that we have the strength to do it, and just that it'll be a blessing to our community. That's
all
it.
All right. And speaking of that, we also discussed the facts about things to cover in prayer besides just the folks that are regularly on our prayer list. This building project, that all would go smoothly and well and clearly. So we want to add that. And I think we will actually probably one Sunday in the near future have a corporate prayer time to just cover this building project in prayer and seek the Lord's direction in that. Are there other announcements that I might have forgotten before we recognize our birthdays?
Did you, There is a sign-up sheet on the back table for the ladies' get-together. If you're planning to attend, if you would sign that so I know how many are planning to come. More details will follow, but the lady that is trying to see if she can do the card class will need to know how many of us there are. So if you don't mind to sign up, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Wanda. Birthdays coming up this week. Wednesday, May 30th, Cameron Maddox. And also on May 30th, Justin Weddington. So happy birthday to those folks. We're really glad that you are with us this morning. It's always a joy to come together to worship the Lord. And we do want to honor our graduates, but one of the things that we incorporated into this day of honoring our graduates, Joy Sanders had been working on a piano piece, and we were trying to find just the right time for her to present that. And I said, why don't you do that as a gift to bless our graduates? So Joyce, if you would share that with us. Graduates, we can all listen, but this is for you.
Thank you.
nestled in between all those beautiful chords in that piece, which was beautiful, Joyce, we could hear the sweet tones of Jesus Loves Me. And to our graduates, to all of us, you'll never learn anything better or no more than to be assured that Jesus loves you. Thank you again, Joyce. We have college graduates and we have high school graduates. I'm going to recognize the two college graduates that I know who are here, and I do know them pretty well. And I'll just ask them when I call their name to come. And as our custom, once you've graduated from high school, we spend a little money on you and buy you a really nice Bible. When you get to college, I know you need the money then more than ever, but we really cut back and just give you a card. But in December, I'm very proud to say our son Brian went back to school, graduated from Eastern Kentucky University with a bachelor's degree in education, actually graduated magna cum laude. As I told several folks, I graduated, oh, thank the Lordy. But Brian, if you would come, this is a card that says we are proud of you, son. We appreciate you, and this just says there's a blessing to you from your church family who loves you.
Thank you very much.
And then just 2 weeks ago or so, our granddaughter, Sarah Harley, graduated from the University of Kentucky from the Department of Agriculture with a bachelor's degree in family science. She has some ideas on what she's going to do. I'm not sure that she knows for sure yet, but she's got a lot of opportunities. And so, Sarah, if you would come, we'd like to. It seems like a short time ago you were graduating from Bergen High School. Now here you are. I can hug her. Thank Congratulations, you. Sarah. You. Our high school graduates, I'm looking around, two of the four who are graduating, who've been a part of Robbie's youth group, are with us. And I asked Robbie if he'd come and just say a couple of words about his experience with these young folks, and then if he would stay and help me present the Bibles to the two who are here. Kent, can we get that microphone for... Oh, Robbie has his own sound system, right?
Yeah, we'll get this thing.
We're fine then.
All right. I just want to say it's been a joy working with these young adults these last few years. They've given back so much to me, and it's just wonderful seeing the Lord work on their hearts. They ask questions. They want to understand the scripture. And I'll be honest, I wasn't like that at their age. I had a little bit of that developing. But these kids, you can see the Lord working on their hearts. And it just, it makes me so happy that I've been a part of that, you know? So, you know, I'm going to try not to get emotional, and I think I'll be able to do it this time. But I felt like their neighbor, and it's good to feel like you're accepted, and I feel like we just were a family, and it's been great, and I wish them all the best. I've truly enjoyed this time spent with all of them, and I know the Lord is with them, and I know that He will continue to do wonderful things in their lives. Thank you. Yeah.
Two of these graduates are not an present today, but they've been very active in Robbie's youth group. That's Michael Logan Roberts, and we will get Michael his Bible, and Chad Dillon May. Michael has already joined or is joining the National Guard and will serve his country in the military. Chad is planning to go to the University of Kentucky, I believe, and his desired goal is that of a dental hygienist. So you've probably read that in the description of these folks. Ladies first, I guess, someone that I just got to know recently since she and her family started attending with us. Robbie probably knows her even better. So at this time, I would ask Hannah Grace Felty to come and receive this Bible. And someone, if you'll have a seat right there for just a minute, Hannah. Someone said, well, you know, most all these folks have a Bible. And yes, but I think it is also symbolic that what we would give is something that you would remember as representing the real tool where truth and purpose and proper interpretation of life's issues can be found. And so for that reason, we present you with that Bible. The second one who is here is, as I told him, I think the only graduate at Mercer County who didn't have his middle name listed when he graduated. And I don't know whether that was on purpose or not, but today it's Caleb Alexander Morrison who's going to come and receive his Bible. So we want to just pray for these two who are venturing out into a big transition from the world of home and high school. Caleb's planning to go to Western Kentucky University. So's Hannah. Caleb, ever since they were struck by a tornado many, many years ago, got a calling to be a meteorologist, and that's what he's still planning to major in unless the Lord changes that direction. So Bill Meck is your hero, right? So there we go. Hannah, what I've forgotten you're planning to major in? Forensic psychology. Wow. Remind me to not have too many conversations with you as you may be examining my thought processes. It's wonderful these young folks are venturing out into their careers. Let's all agree together as we pray for these young folks. Father, for our college graduates, for these who are graduating for high school, for all of us, really, as life is indeed a journey, would you continue to lead us and guide us? And I pray for Hannah as she enters college, as she pursues her life's work, may she stay open to your leading and lean upon you, Lord, to direct her steps. I pray also for Caleb. I ask, Father, you would continue to guide his steps. May the things that he has learned and the values that are impressed upon his heart remain there and be strengthened. Pray, Father, that you would watch over them, keep them safe, and again, give direction, and may they stay open to your leading. And we ask this blessing upon them. In Jesus' name. And all the church said, Amen. We agree together. Yes.
I just want to say one more thing. Michael Roberts expressed an interest to come to church as often as his schedule permits as he's in the Army. So I think that's going to be wonderful. So we'll have hopefully a new addition at some point, again, whenever his schedule works out for that. And Chad May, as you probably remember recently, professed his belief in the Lord Jesus. So some wonderful things, and I'm just still amazed at how the Lord's worked in their lives.
Great. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you, graduates. You all don't have to sit on the front row of the whole service. And it's interesting, they still choose to sit with Mom and Dad, right? Won't be much longer. Moms, don't cry. This time, if I haven't forgotten anything in this full schedule time, we'll dismiss the children to Children's Church with their workers. And today we're doing things just a little differently. The music that we usually have at this time will be at the conclusion of the service. We'll have another time of worship to close out our service.